Hi, looking back on May 18, the day in 1897 when Dracula by Bram Stoker was first published.
I am Dracula.
In 1966, the Hollies recorded one of the all-time classics from the 60s, written by Graham Gouldman, later of 10cc.
Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella.
The Norman Gunston Show went to air for the first time on this day in 1975.
Except that fruit shop of yours didn't do too good in London, that did it?
No, the McCartney fruit shop.
Yeah, no.
No, Apple. Oh, no.
And the final episode of Murphy Brown went to air in 1998 after 10 seasons.
I waited downstairs for half an hour for valet parking.
We don't have valet parking.
Then who took the rolls?
Birthdays, the Aussie singer-songwriter who took his stage name from Keith Richards and Eric Clapton is 73. Here's Richard Clapton.
Girls on the avenue, they're trying to get you in.
Mark Mothersbaugh turns 71, founding member of the band Devo.
I say rip it. Rip it good.
John Schumann, lead singer with Redgum, is 67 today.
I was only 19.
Stack of music birthdays. Country star Troy Cassar-Daly is 52.
Back on country.
And remember Martika? She's also 52. Special mention to Jack Johnson and Rick Wakeman from Yes. Huge day for music birthdays. Also celebrating today, Australian rugby union legend Tim Horan is 51.
And Horan scores it easily.
US comedian Tina Fey also turns 51 today.
I have to hand it to Lindsay for continuing to find new and different ways to look old.
And remember the name Jessica Watson? The youngest person to sail solo and unassisted around the world is 28 today.
It's just people everywhere, you know, all I've seen for so long is just empty weight.
Finally, Elizabeth Montgomery died on this day in 1995. The popular star of the 60s comedy Bewitched was 62.
Now, Mother, promise me, no funny business, which is on.
Remembering Elizabeth Montgomery on May 18.